5 news stories.
1. Residents of the town of Tolga are being evacuated from their homes as a large grass fire sweeping through far north Queensland is spreading rapidly. The fire is moving quickly towards the town of Tolga on the Atherton Tableland on the Tolga-Kairi Road. 28 firefighters in 6 fire engines are at the scene and more are on their way from Cairns. Police are asking motorists to stay away from the area. It is not known how the fire started. 2.
Two police officers were involved in an incident in Townsville yesterday morning. The two officers suffered cuts and bruises in a shocking attack by a 14-year-old boy and his parents shortly after 8 a.m. yesterday. The family reportedly hit the officers and threw a heavy coffee cup at one of them. Senior Sergeant Tony Melrose said the officers had moved forward to arrest a 14-year-old boy for assault when the child's parents, a 41-year-old man and 37-year-old woman, attacked them. Both officers were taken to the Townsville Hospital for treatment. The family was charged with 10 offences, including 3 charges of serious assault. Anyone who saw the incident is asked to call Townsville CIB or Crime Stoppers.
3. A new law has been introduced into Queensland State Parliament to ban the clearing of trees. The state's Natural Resources Minister says that this will not be a complete ban, however. Landowners with a special permit will still be allowed to clear trees. The LNP leader says that her party will not support the new laws. She says landowners were promised there would be no more changes to tree-clearing laws. Green groups say Queensland's new tree-clearing laws are an important milestone, but will still need to go further. Queensland emits more greenhouse gas per capita than any other state in Australia.
4. About 4,000 Australians currently live to see their 100th birthday, but by 2050, it is estimated that number will rise to around 25,000. British medical journal The Lancet has published a new study suggesting it will become quite common for babies born in 2000 to live to see 100. Paul Murray talks to demographer Bernard Salt about what life might be like for our future centenarians.
So tell me, Professor Salt, why is it that so many people are going to live?
5. A wildlife carer in North Queensland is sharing her bathroom with a 1.6-metre crocodile run over by a car in Townsville early this morning. She saw the crocodile lying on the road and took it home. Lana Allcraft from the North Queensland Wildlife Care says the crocodile has a sore eye and is missing a couple of teeth. She says the injured croc has not been as cross as you might expect, but that he did get a little upset when he was moved out of the bathroom so she could take a shower. The trick, she says, is to keep a towel over his head to keep his stress levels down. The croc will be collected from Lana Allcraft's home by rangers later today.